Say what we gotta say. My name get is out
Nicoletta.
Of it.
I am your host.
I am quite the
lover.
I talk a lot. I love
what
to talk. Talk is what I do. Everything
to do. The talkative Aries.
Back in the morning. You guys need to just intros for me because I really don't know how to do this intro thing. I'm better at just diving in and, you know, as well, goal-oriented people. Just get into it, say what we gotta say, get out of it. So, yeah. I know season one has an episode called Tired, where I just really vented on being tired about so many things. And today I'm gonna kind of put that into a whole different perspective, I think, for lack of a better term. So, you see, adulting is overrated. I know at some point growing up, almost all of us had this we really wanted to grow up because we looked at it as when you grow up, you get to do anything and everything you want and you get to have money and, you know, you're living your life, you're independent, you don't have to ask your parents for permission. You know, you just get up and go, do your thing, travel the world, find the love of your life. Yeah, no, that's not the way life is set up. That is not the way it is. The movies, so does dreams. Yeah, so for me, I'll say this. I'm doing school. I'm doing work. I am working on a project which is mental health related. I am trying to balance a decent social life and just so much more going on. You see, we're at an age where our friends are getting married, they're having kids, and I would really like to emphasize on our friends because, yeah, in some of us. But yeah, our friends are doing that, and they also demand a certain amount of our time, our support, and so on and so forth. But you know, it gets exhausting because, like for me, I have school every day after work, and this is like every day Monday to Saturday. Yes, Saturday because if I have class. And in between all this, sometimes, you know, I just want to go out with some friends, with family, have a good laugh, you know. Just guys, I really say, my mother told me that I say you know a lot, so I don't send her the link to the episodes anymore because she'd be judging me. But mind you, know, I respect feedback. So you see, the thing about adulting is you have so much going on, and then it's like you go for a Christmas lunch and there's so much food that you like and you want to eat it all, but probably your stomach will not allow you to flourish in that manner, but you don't know what you want to like remove off your plate. That's how I look at adulting, because I have school, I need that degree, I have work, I need that job, I have friends, I need friends, I need a support system, I have family, I need them as well. I have my project, which has to work because it's my passion. So now I'm looking, because there are days where maybe all aspects demand you and you can't give yourself to every single part of it. And if you're someone like me who struggles with saying no, it's also draining because you don't want to disappoint. But sometimes you have to, you know, because you're alone. You can't split yourself in all dimensions, and not to talk of even saying no financially, because sometimes you have so many commitments individually, and then limbi, oh, kulika committee, oh, there's this, oh, there's that, and you know, it's draining, it's exhausting. And for me, what really makes it harder is, like I said, I struggle to say no. I want to be able to help, but sometimes my wanting to help ends up draining me because I'm overstretching myself. I can only go so far, but because I don't want this person to feel bad, because probably I did something for that person, and it affects me highly. I don't know if somebody can relate. So because, you know, sometimes it gets demanding where I'm doing something at work and probably I have an assignment due as well. And if I procrastinate a lot, so you find that everything just falls onto me last minute. And, you know, sometimes life is not, it's really not known, you know. You find that in all that something happens, maybe you fall sick or somebody close to you falls sick, And because you've just been piling things on your plate, you've been putting chicken, sausage, what, eventually you're bound to get sick, you know? Get a bad tummy, or in life's case, you get emotionally drained, and it's overwhelming for you. And I think what I'm trying to say is, sometimes we need to learn to get a place where we accept how much we can carry, the weight of the load we can carry. And people should be okay with you not being able to meet them halfway or meet them at their point of need, because you're a human and there's only so much you can carry, there's only so much you can do. And, you know, the older we get, this is really a dream that this orders, because I honestly really expected it to be like it was in the movie. You know, you grow up and you have all this excess money, and you know, you suddenly just bump into the love of your life at the mall, and it's a ring-a-ding-ding, it's happy ever after. But no, even just finding a good relationship, it's tug of war. It's tug of war. Why are we fighting to be in love? Why are we, you know? It's just so much unnecessary pressure. Like, guy, I'm already struggling to make money. I'm already struggling to get my degree. I'm already struggling to keep my job. I must struggle to be happy. No, guys, no, man. Like, why does life have to be so hard? Like, why are we struggling all the time? When will the one good thing just come, like, boom, you know? Like, just tap me at the mall and say, here you go, you won $50 million. And you know what? Guess what? The $50 million comes with a nice man who's going to treat you right, who, you know, and you get a yacht and a fancy condo in Bali. But no, we must wake up every day. And, you know, I always complain to my sister every morning when I wake up. So again, today we must wake up. We must bath. We must go for a walk every day. I really didn't. I want my subscription revoked, honestly. Like, every day I get up, I must bath, I must walk to the station, go to the office, work. Work the whole day. When I'm done working the whole day, I must go to night school. I must learn. I must read. I must write assignment. At the end of semester, I must write exam. And on top of that, friend A must have baby, and I must attend baby shower. Friend B is getting married, I must attend. Friend C is graduating. Nah, like, I love y'all, but sometimes even me, I'm tired. Teacher, me, I'm tired. Like, you know, you're one person. We all have so many things going on. Like, life on its own is demanding. And sometimes, you know, it's okay to say no. And as a friend, even me, I'm a friend to someone. If I come to you and I say, no, guy, this, you're very allowed to say no. Like, it's valid for you to say no, because it's not all the time that you tell me what you're going through. Maybe you're financially stressed or you're emotionally stressed, and probably I'm demanding so much from you. You're allowed to say no one day. I know probably I'd be pissed. But, you know, at the end of the day, if it saves your peace, as long as you're okay, you know, as long as you say no and you're in a place of peace and you're okay, please, by all means, you're allowed to say no. Because even me, I'm learning to say no. Because there's only so much I can do. There's only so far I can go. I didn't want to fear, you know. I'm human. I get tired. I go broke. I'm broke literally the very day I get paid, whenever I do get paid. And what do I mean whenever I do get paid? Yeah, when I get paid, I'm broke as soon as the money just hits my account. And I get drained. Like, a few days ago, I just broke down because there's so much going on, and I keep applying myself, and I have no room to recuperate. At the end of the day, I find myself pouring from an empty cup, and there's really nothing I'm doing. Because I'm done, I'm drained. And it's okay to take steps down, you know? It's okay to relax, man, because sometimes I feel guilty. I'm like, I've got that assignment due, but I'm tired. I'll take that nap. like at this point, I'll take that nap before I do that assignment. I will take a 10-minute break out of the office and just take a walk or go to the nearest supermarket and, you know, refresh my head, call someone, get a clear space, because, you know, the older you grow up, things just keep piling up. Your plate will keep getting full because you always look at something and say, okay, but I can't remove the chicken. But again, I can't remove the T-bone. The pork is just as good. The coleslaw even, you know, your plate will keep piling up. But you have to learn to take breaks. You're like, okay, you know what? Let me hide my plate of food in the corner, in the fridge where nobody will see it, probably, and take a break. And when you feel, okay, now I'm hungry again, you go and you nibble off it. It's okay to take breaks, man. Like, we don't have to feel guilty for saying no. We don't have to feel guilty for taking a day off. We don't have to feel guilty for missing one class. I'm sorry for really saying that, but you gotta do what you gotta do sometimes. You need to sometimes just be selfish with your time, with your space, with your energy. You have to guard it jealously, because if you keep draining yourself, you're bound to burn out. You're bound to go sad. You're bound to be depressed because you're giving up so much and probably not getting anything in yourself, you know? And yeah, like, I don't think really on my end, it's a 3 out of 10, man. It's a 3 out of 10. Just having to, like, where did bills even come from? Okay, who invented bills? When my mother gave me pocket money, I never had this much bills. But the minute I just had my own salary, I'm ready to go back home. Like, I'm ready to go back to my mother's house because it's not working. It's really not working. And, you know, you need to learn to be okay with people not always being available, because we're all just trying to figure out life. We're all just trying to grow up. We're all just trying to do right by ourselves. And we're making so many drastic changes. I mean, we're building houses, we're buying cars, we're having kids, we're starting homes. We can't have the same level of availability we had in our mother's houses, you know? When you're told, oh, when you wash the plate, you can go and play. It's not that anymore, because now I have to work, I have to cook, I have to study, I have to wife, I have to mother. If I have 5, 10, 15 minutes to spare, please take it and be grateful for it, because for me, obviously, that's me even trying, going the extra mile. Not ever, cheat ever since she got married. She didn't even come out so much. You don't know what she's doing. You don't know. Maybe she's washing, scrubbing walls. You don't know. You don't know. So give people a bit of space. Be okay with being told no. Be okay with saying no. We're already just trying to figure this out. It's really not the easiest. The older we grow, we get into different phases of our lives. And certain people are just really struggling, you know. Not all of us have jobs. Not all of us have money to contribute. Not all of us have time. But, you know, like, let's just figure this thing out, you know. And sometimes let's sit down and just cry, you know. We cry, because this growth thing is hard. It's really, really hard. It's a hard thing. And we're all new to it. Nobody has been grown before. Even our parents, whatever stage they're at, they're new to it. And yeah, let's practice lenience on each other, not all the time. Hey, just because she's got it this now, she don't that now. Like, you don't know, maybe she's struggling. Genuinely, I'm struggling. And you can even look, when you look at the gaps in my podcast uploads, the times where I go quiet for months, and I genuinely, it's not that I even enjoy ghosting people, like ghosting my platform. I get so swamped, and just squeezing in 30, 40 minutes of recording is hard, you know? And this is something I really love to do, because I made so much noise for my uncle to buy me this equipment. And sometimes I'm sure he'd just be thinking, so I bought her things that she didn't use. But I'm genuinely just trying to figure out my everyday routine. And sometimes I'm always changing routines. I recently learned how to, funny enough, I'm always like managing one of my boss's calendar. Like, oh no, this meeting at this time, this and that. But it's something I never ever thought to apply to myself. But I've been practicing of late. I pin everything on my calendar as much as possible. And I obviously need to try and figure out time and date to pin for recording, and also pin and share with my producer for when we should have episodes ready. That way, maybe I'll manage my time better, I'll manage my routine better. But right now, it's just changanya changanya, really. It's just whatever free time I have, I'll take a nap, or I'll do an assignment, or I'll record a podcast, and everything is everywhere. We're already just trying to figure out this growth thing, and it's not the easiest, but we're trying. So for us to all stay afloat, let's understand each other. Let's get to a grown people perspective where if I can give you 2 minutes of my time on a call, respect that, be happy about it. At least I thought of you, because probably I don't have the 2 hours for lunch that you're asking for. But I'm grateful. I'm really grateful you thought about me. But boo, I can do it. I will call you. I will check up on you and be happy about that, you know? And it's okay to say no. I'll keep saying this. It's okay to say no. Let's stop feeling guilty about it. I need to stop feeling guilty about it. If I can handle, I can handle. If I can manage, I can manage. And let's not be hostile about it. I will continue to emphasize we are all new to this stage of our lives. So many things are changing. We were never really prepared for growth, but we're here now. It's here now. And let's do what we can. Let's just do what we can. Adulting is overrated.
I am your host and the professional inventor.
All of us had this we really wanted to grow up, because we looked at it as when you grow up, you get to do anything and everything you want. Mm-hmm. You get to have money. You know, you're living your life, you're being independent. We were never really prepared for growth.
The talkative area.